By the act of invocation, we begin to make the switch from kind of the everyday world into the world of the sacred. So it's a place where you want to take some time. You don't want to rush through it. You want to allow yourself to find the sacred place within you so that when you greet Mother Earth, and as you speak to her, you find the place within you that's very sacred. So you can sometimes feel yourself switch from the rushing mind to the place within you that's deeply heartfelt and deeply connected. So go within and allow yourself the time and space to make that shift. Because you can race around on Mother Earth, kind of admire the beauty, and then there's the deeper connect. And so we allow our bodies to remember our connection. Through our seat and feet, allowing the body to start to breathe in the love and light force from the planet, feeling the vibrating, pulsating radiance. You know, if you find yourself experiencing the planet as radiant as the sun, that's not unusual. Don't be surprised by that. And if you find yourself radiating as bright as the planet and the sun, don't be surprised about that. And there's always a little zigzag kind of thing that goes on as we make that shift, where you feel like you turned a corner and said, oh my, I forgot about that. And that's usual and customary, given where we are most of the day. As we're relaxing into this, and it'll take a little bit, you know, the context for this is very profound. When we come to a session like this, we're looking for a space and a place that is so sacred that we get to touch the sacred within us. It helps us do that. So it's like a sacred journey, like a pilgrimage to a sacred place. not that this is the sacred place, but we create and generate together that kind of sacred space here. And that's what we're all craving. That's why we all come. And that's what I'm very protective of. It's my job to be a guardian of this space, of this type of space. So when you can't get up and get on a plane to Sedona, Peru, or India, we need to learn how to make that kind of sacred space wherever we are. And that requires some concentration, some remembering on our behalf. That when the frequencies run wild through our body and our being, that take us away from the sacred, if we can refocus and protect that space, be a guardian of that space within for each and every one of us. There we go. Did you feel this shift in the room? Somehow that woke you up. It was heard.